But joining us now, and we have disguised his or her voice to protect their identity, that was their one condition in coming forward, is a deep throat informant. George just told his UFO story, and this deep throat informant has UFO stories as well and can add to the conversation. Good morning, and thank you for your courage.
Uh-oh.
Deep throat informant, are you with us?
Yes.
Good morning, and thank you for your courage.
Good morning to you both.
Well, tell us about what you know about UFOs.
Just like George, I also have been abducted by and had sex with aliens.
I never said any of that. I wasn't abducted. Or the sex
In
thing.
Fact, I was once named by People magazine the most probed anus in the Southwest.
No one wins that.
George, I want to help you through this confusing experience that you have experienced.
Okay. Yeah, have you seen lights like that before?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes.
George, what?
Never mind.
George.
Yeah?
What you saw was a V42 Plasmatron 728B.
What is that?
One of the oldest UFO spacecrafts in the alien starfleet.
Wow.
These are the same aliens that got me.
They got you.
They are Martians from Venus.
That doesn't make sense.
Let me tell you my story.
Okay.
From the ages of 21 to 36, every Friday night, a saucer would land right in front of me, no matter what I was doing or where I was.
Wow.
10 p.m. Friday night, the saucer arrived.
I thought it was a saucer.
They would take me on board and put me on their OBGYN table. Then, after securing my feet in the stew wraps, they would insert a sawzall with a probe-like tip on the end of it, and they would open it up full throttle.
Ouch.
So horrible. And I'm so ashamed of the pleasure it brought me.
Pleasure?
But remember, George, even though you and I have both experienced this, just because you finish doesn't mean it ain't wrong.
What do you mean, finish? I don't understand that.
Just because, like your email to me said, it was the greatest pleasure you've ever felt, end quote.
I've never emailed anybody about this, no. And I didn't say that.
Doesn't make it okay. Let me ask you a few questions for my paperwork.
Okay.
Approximately, how many eggs did they harvest from you, George?
I don't know. I don't think they did. They didn't harvest anything. We just saw them up in the sky. They didn't touch.
Defensiveness is a natural side effect from what you went through.
He is very defensive.
I'm just trying to tell you an accurate account of what.
I want to applaud your courage. You are a hero for making love to them, George.
I didn't make love
don't
to them.
Never forget Thy Yet.
Yeah, don't forget Thy Yet.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Let me ask you, George. Do you now believe in aliens?
I don't know if this confirms it. No, because I just
the answer is you do. How many times did they fertilize you in half an hour?
Zero. There was no fertilization.
They have been giving the Earth technology that is so advanced that it wouldn't even make sense to the average human mind. In fact, they gave us Dak Prescott last year.
Wow.
And it only took 1 year for Garrett to screw that up.
Yeah, we all think they gave us Garrett, too, you know.
Did you know that the star in Frisco is an alien landing pad?
I believe what? It.
Things are not good at the store.
They're not?
I saw Jerry and Jason get into a fist fight death match.
What?
Jerry ambushed Jason the first thing in the morning after their final loss.
Wow, an ambush.
Yes, it was right after Garrett entered the store. Jerry jumped on Jason's back, ninja style, and started pummeling him.
That's pretty impressive for a 75-year-old.
Then Jason started ramming his back up against the wall to break Jerry's ribs. So Jerry began stabbing Jason with a hypodermic needle full of robot tranquilizing juice. Then the aliens broke it up.
The aliens broke it up.
Yes, they had just landed from their George probing episode.
What?
Oh, it all ties together.
Right? And they were so disturbed by what they had experienced, an incredible lovemaking feat that George put them through.
I did not do any of that.
That they barely had the presence of mind to save Jerry's life.
Oh, gosh.
I cannot speak anymore.
Oh, deep throat, please.
That's about enough.
Please,
about
please enough stay with us. That was...
I don't know if that cleared up anything, but that is the deep throat informant.